This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Trump is breaking with tradition by criticizing another U.S. politician while on a visit to foreign soil. During his visit to Japan, Trump said Monday he agrees with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and his assessment of Joe Biden, a former U.S. vice president and a Democratic challenger to Trump for the U.S. presidency in 2020. AP's Rita Foley reports.
President Trump and Japan's prime minister were holding a joint news conference in Tokyo when a reporter asked him why he appeared to side with North Korea's autocratic leader about Joe Biden.
I can tell you that Joe Biden was a disaster.
The president broke with a long-standing tradition of avoiding partisan squabbles while on foreign soil and let it fly.
Kim Jong-un made a statement that Joe Biden is a low IQ individual. He probably is, based on his record. I think I agree with him on that.
The president said he is not a Biden fan. I'm Rita Foley.
Also Monday, Ukraine's new president, Volodymyr Zelensky, made his first visit to eastern Ukraine, a front line of Ukraine's war with Russia-backed separatists. Zelensky, who took the oath of office earlier this month, campaigned on the promise that he would focus on ending the violence. During his visit Monday, which was not announced ahead of time, Zelensky met with Ukrainian troops in the Luhansk region. His media team said he spoke with soldiers about living conditions, equipment, and staffing needs. Zelensky's predecessor, Petro Poroshenko, was a frequent visitor to the front lines of the fighting. And Zelensky, a comedian who had only ever played a president on television before, won a landslide victory over Poroshenko last month. He took office on May the 20th. For more on this and other stories, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. citizens observed the Memorial Day holiday Monday, holding ceremonies to honor members of the military who lost their lives in service to the country. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence visited Arlington National Cemetery to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and remind Americans of what purpose the holiday serves.
As is evident by all your presence here, by gatherings like this all across America, you know. There is a day in November when we remember those who served and came home. But today is the day when all across America we pause to honor and remember those who served our nation but did not come home. It is Memorial Day in America.
Memorial Day is often observed with solemn public events, but it is also seen as a day of recreation when the families and friends gather to barbecue, play sports, and observe what is seen as the unofficial start to the summer season. Europe is at a political crossroads as far-right and green parties made big gains in parliamentary elections. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Europeans now face a new political reality after European Parliament elections ended the dominance of the EU's main centre-right and centre-left parties and revealed a changed landscape where the far-right, pro-business groups and environmentalists will be forces to be reckoned with. Turning out in numbers not seen for 20 years, voters took populist concerns to the ballot box, making parties led by the likes of Italy's Matteo Salvini and France's far-right leader Marine Le Pen among the biggest in the 28 nation blocs assembly. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Behind all the populist celebrations Sunday night, there was also some satisfaction in Brussels among EU officials who had feared Eurosceptics would run away with the election and do even better than they did. Some officials suggested that this year's parliamentary election may be a high watermark for nationalism, noting their surprise resurgence in the fortunes of smaller, strongly pro-EU parties. The death toll has risen to two in a powerful earthquake that hit a remote part of the Amazon jungle in Peru and Ecuador on Sunday. Officials say the victims were a 15-year-old and a 48-year-old, both of whom were killed by falling debris at their homes. More than 30 people were also reported injured in the magnitude 8 earthquake centered in northern Peru. It was the most powerful quake to hit Peru in 12 years. In Ecuador, 15 people were reported injured and power cuts were reported in some places. The tremor was also felt in parts of Colombia and Venezuela. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.